This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and we are pumped up to talk about Sam Presti. He was doing his preseason press conference today, and man, it's great stuff. So we're pumped up about talking about that. Dave, how are you doing today?
Man, I am totally stoked about this right now. I love it when we have a Sam Presti moment where we can actually sit here and talk about and dissect what he talks about and what he says, because he doesn't talk a lot these days. And the reality is, I love what he says and the whole thing about really looking at the grand aspect of things and where were we at last year at this point. Man, this is exciting stuff. This is what we're talking about. This is the beginning of the season when Sam gets up there to the mic and speaks, because that means we're hitting the ground running.
Yeah, dude, for sure. And today we've got a few clips from his opening statement, six in total that we're going to cover. If you had a chance to hear that, that's awesome. I mean, this is some great stuff. It's another masterpiece by Sam Presti, and it really covers so many different things. The first clip I want to just kind of pull from the middle, I really appreciate the way he covers just last year, the way that people had such heavy-handed projections about the Thunder and how they backed off of those projections. It was really interesting the way that he sums up, to me, what put this team on a really great playing field was this. They play the right way, they're committed to each other, and they compete. Now, it doesn't mean that we're always going to have the best players on every game, or we're not going to have some times like last year that were struggles, but when you have that as a baseline, when you play the right way, you're committed to each other, and you compete every night, you're going to be just fine. And we learned a lot about this team, and I really appreciate the way Sam Presti kind of holds it over all of those tankers' heads with this comment.
We have no idea how the season will unfold. The last couple of years, people made pretty strong proclamations about what they thought would take place for the team, and then shortly thereafter, the season started. They started to distance themselves from some of the opinions that they shared, because nobody really understands, and I would never place any limits on our team or the potential of a group that plays the right way, is committed to each other, and competes. And I thought our team, night in and night out, and this has been a staple for the teams that we've had over the course of time, is we've competed individually and collectively. And some nights we're going to be undermanned, as was the case last year at different times. But I thought we competed at an extremely high level, and that has to be a constant for us as we build the team going forward. And, as I said before, the baseline is to try to figure out where we are and what we have, what we need to add, continuing to build a style of play that maximizes our current players, but our future players. And that's the journey that we're on.
Yeah, man, this is exactly what you and I were talking about, is having expectations for the team and what you believe this team is going and what they're doing is just not reality. I know there's a lot of people that could listen to this part of the interview and say, well, there's the point that we're talking about with these anti-tankers, right? But the reality is, it's not even about that anymore. To me, this is about having a team that competes and playing out there on a daily that is willing to do whatever it takes to get wins. And that's what the difference is. And if you listen to him, I mean, he goes over so many different unbelievable points, whether it's the COVID, Poku, Shea, Derek Favors he brings up in these interviews, Josh Giddey, the stability in Oklahoma City. I mean, this is exactly the type of stuff that we needed to hear right now. Is really, it comes down to the progress of what the team is on, what's happening with this team. Where is this team going from here? And the things that need to be concerned about, and the things that we don't need to be concerned about. And I think that's the reality of the situation, is that this team is in a really good position, not just for now, but for the future. And what happens with this team will be really interesting and to me is really exciting.
Absolutely. And if you look at where we came from, this next clip by Sam Presti really kind of covers it. He talks about last year at this time, We still had Chris Paul on the team. We had still had Steven Adams on the team, and we didn't have a head coach. So that combination of things from where we were to where we are has been pretty extraordinary. And I just want to let you guys hear what Sam Presti says about that transition in his own words. He compares it to a time warp, and I think that's a pretty interesting comparison. So here we go.
A year ago, we didn't have a coach. Chris Paul and Steven Adams were still on the Thunder. And we were about like 20 days removed from a playoff series with the Rockets where it went down to the last possession. And now, you know, to me, it seems like it was ages ago. It just, it's amazing what life in this environment, you know, does.
I think that's a really good way to highlight all of the transitions this team has gone through and really where we were at the outset of last year's season. Even with all the things going on with COVID in the world, just thinking about where we were on a basketball perspective is a very interesting thing, and I appreciate him doing that. This next clip, he's going to talk a lot about this year, his excitement for the team, in particular, Coach Daigneault, and all of the things that he's going to have at his disposal this year that weren't available, specifically like practice and how he really thinks that Coach Daigneault is going to do very well in this situation.
Yeah, you know, as we head into this season, there's so many things to be excited about. You know, one, we'll have fans back in the building, which we're thrilled about. We've had an off season, albeit the second shortest off season in history, but it seems quite normal to us because last year they have one. We have a group of young players that are hungry and are excited to play, and a group of returning guys that are also really excited about getting the season started. You know, as far as the off season itself, I thought it was great to have the guys around. I think for Mark, it was wonderful. Mark has continued to be just a tremendous organizational contributor. He really understands and has a passion for the way we have to build our teams in Oklahoma City. And it's really great to watch his growth. I'm excited that he's going to be able to have practice with the team. We really couldn't practice last year because of all the protocols. So it'll be a different year for him, and I'm excited to watch his continued development.
Man, I love Coach D. I love what he's talking about here with Coach D. It's crucial to have a coach that buys into what your system is and what's happening with your system, what's happening with your organization. And I feel like Coach D does that on every single level. So I'm really stoked to seeing how he's going to be able to turn these guys out, especially the point where he said that having Coach D there 24/7 with these guys is really going to be crucial, especially during this pandemic and a shortened season. I'm excited, man. This is really going to be fun to see. Having Derek Favors in the middle there to help our defense shore it up is going to be great. I understand people saying 6'8", 6'9", isn't tall enough to have as a center in the NBA these days, but that is where you're wrong, and that is where we're going to see this team really do some great things. I'm pumped, man. This is the right time to see what's happening with this Thunder team, and if you all are watching like we're watching, you guys are going to be pumped up too, because this is crazy. This is exciting.
Absolutely, man. And just on our way out, we're going to give you guys a couple more clips to listen to, specifically the cover Sam Presti in his, once again, his assessment of last year, the goals and the process. He kind of gives a deeper look to that. And then the new youth we have, the baseline that we're looking for, the challenges this team has to overcome. And this is just the start of it. We're going to be back tomorrow with some more of Sam Presti's press conference, but we wanted to give you guys a really good idea of just his introduction comments. There's a few more of those we'll cover, and obviously the questions. We're going to keep breaking this down because, like, frankly, what Sam Presti says means a hell of a lot more than what anybody else says when it comes to the Thunder. So, really, getting it from his own mouth is incredibly important to us. So, we'll go ahead and leave you guys with a couple more of his comments.
As we started the season last year, you know, we had a more experienced team. And you know, I think there were some real benefits to the season we had last year. We cleared some pathway for players to stretch out and try to figure out what we have, but we were kind of in the middle in that regard, until we had some injuries that opened it up further. But on the kind of the time warp example, you know, a year ago, we didn't really know what we had in Shea either. Like, he was the first time he was going to play full-time point guard for us. And the strides that he's made in less than a calendar year are really remarkable, and a credit to his mentality and intellectual maturity for such a young player. Coming into this season, you know, we have a significantly younger team, and a team that's inexperienced in comparison to a lot of teams in the NBA, which, you know, at the end of the day, I think truthfully, it's really necessary for us at this point to really embrace the fact that we need the young group of players that we have to really have the freedom to declare themselves as to what the future of our team will ultimately look like and the style of play. And this year for us is as much about anything as is getting a baseline of where we're at now that we have a grouping of young players that will you know, compete to figure out, you know, who will be here for the long term and who can help us cultivate the next era of Thunder basketball. And I think that's incredibly exciting. But I also think it's necessary, and there's going to be challenges that come with that. I don't see any reason why we should be, you know, shying away from that. I think I said this at the end of my press conference last year. I don't believe in like bubble wrapping people from adversity. People talk about adversity being really important to growth when it's convenient to them. But I think it actually is universally important. And so young teams are going to have some uphill battles at times, but that's how a lot of our breakthroughs came last year and from a player development standpoint. And I'd expect the, you know, the confidence that we gained in some of our players and the confidence they gained through going through some of those battles. You know, I'd expect to be able to say the same thing at the end of this season now.
Well, thanks again for listening, and we're going to see you tomorrow. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.